Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass.
Hello, my wee rollercoaster rider.
But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake. No, no, not yet, whoa.
To roller coasting, I'm your host, Megano. How are we all? I'll tell you how I am. I am not great. I am feeling pretty under the weather, I'm sure we could say. I'll fill you in. Right, so was out on Saturday, went on a sub crawl with my friend Ewan, who's literally been like my longest best friend. We went to school together when we were just 5 years old, and now we're at the grand old age of 24. Next year will be our 20th anniversary of our friendship. Isn't that absolutely bonkers? Anyway, went out for a sub crawl on Saturday. It was amazing. So much fun. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. We went back to our friend's house. Cammy had us all back and something just happened. I mean, blame whatever you want, but I was unwell, right? Start being sick at like midnight. Do not stop being sick until midday yesterday, which was Sunday. So I was sick for 12 hours straight. All of like the acid, like what do you call that stuff, bile at the bottom of your tummy, that like bright yellow stuff, oh my god, that was coming out of me for 12 hours straight. I honestly am quite the vomiter when I drink. Like, it's not unheard of for me to be sick or for me to be sick the next day. So that's why I knew something was up. Like, I couldn't even sip water. I couldn't even move. It was horrendous. I couldn't even fall asleep. It was utterly terrible. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. Shockingly bad 12 hours for myself. Then I finally started to feel like slightly better, in the sense I'd stopped being sick. But when I got home, I just finally managed to fall asleep, and I slept like all day yesterday, all through the night. Woke up this morning, opened my eyes, felt really grateful to not feel sick. So I was like, okay, let's go, let's start the day. Started my day, and as the days went on, I feel terrible. I most definitely have a cold. I have a sore throat. If you hear me cough, really sorry about that. I have no appetite. Like, all food seems absolutely minging to me right now. I just do not feel good. Man has got the cold, which would make sense because we are very much changing seasons. But besides my physical health, I'm also feeling another negative emotion today, which is fear. And not the fear, because I actually remember my whole night, which is amazing. Didn't do anything embarrassing, I don't think. Unless you would class standing on a table in a pub singing Hannah Montana on karaoke. Not even Hannah Montana, sorry. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, singing that on karaoke. Unless you would consider that embarrassing, then I didn't do anything embarrassing. I am feeling a fear today that I might not be an influencer for not only forever, but for much longer. And that is what today's episode is going to be all about. I am going to be discussing some changes I have felt recently in social media, in my job, in me as a person. So sit back, relax, let's delve into the crazy little brain of Miss Megana Welsh. So, as I said today, I woke up this morning at 9 a.m. I felt in my head it was going to be like 1 p.m. Like, I knew I'd slept in, and I thought, I bet I've slept till like midday. I'm an absolute failure of a person. But I woke up and it was actually only 9. So I was like, things could be a lot worse. So I woke up today thinking, right, I feel okay. I don't feel sick anymore. Let's get to work. So I done what I do like every week, and I woke up and checked my calendar. to see what work I had done for the day, what work I had done for the week, so that I could plan it out and get crack-a-lacking. Then I noticed I literally had nothing to do. And I don't even mean just for today, for quite some time. This is luckily something I have not really experienced in quite some time when it comes to work, maybe if at all ever since doing this full time. So alarm bells are ringing. Like, I am shaking, panting, wheezing, sweating, scared, right? But I mean, this is something to be expected, I suppose, when you're self-employed. Like, that is the real gamble and the real risk you take with being self-employed. Like, your work is not guaranteed. Like, you don't have a salary, you don't have working hours, you don't have anything you can fall back on. You're just out there trying to make this work. So there is given going to be peaks and troughs. However, what I fear is this trough. Is that the downwards way of a wave? See, I told you I have done physics, but I have also failed physics. Think a peak is up and then trough is down. So I am worried that this trough could stay a trough, and maybe my career as I have known it for the past year could be about to change. Something worth bearing in mind before we continue is I am a major flapper. I'm also like my own worst enemy. Whether or not I show that, I'm not sure, but trust me, oh my God, I give this girl a hard time. So maybe, hopefully, I'm wrong. But anyway, here is my thoughts on Instagram, YouTube, influencers as a whole, I suppose, and how things are looking through my two eyes. Casting my mind back to when I first started taking Instagram like really seriously, and I suppose when this first became my job, I grew followers at a pretty fast pace. Maybe not fast, like I never like just blew up randomly, but it was, I would say, a steady increase. Like, I would see them ticking over quite regularly. Like, by the week I was gaining like 100, maybe a 200, I think. And I always remember my pictures doing really, really well for my following. Like, I don't know what the ratio would be because I'm bad at maths, but like, say I had 50,000 followers at the time, I feel like my pictures would always get like 5,000-6,000 likes, which is quite a lot. I mean, like a year ago from now, because that's when this became my full-time job, just over a year ago from now, my pictures back then would get like double of what they do now. And some of these pictures were awful, horrendous, terrible. Fast forward to now, a year later, I never, ever, ever seem to gain followers. It's a very
slow
climb, like a snail climbing Eiffel Tower. Do you even climb the Eiffel Tower? I don't know. I've actually never been at it, never been up it. On my few trips to Paris, dying to go to Paris like in October or December for Halloween and Christmas. But in reflection of today's episode, I don't know if that's a good idea because I'm scared I'm going to be skint. Anyway, and my likes these days are embarrassing. Now, I know you'll be thinking, no, it's embarrassing. You're talking about your likes being low. But remember, this is my literal job. So these figures really, really matter. Like, how I would imagine football fans to care so much about the football score, even though to me it's literally just a sphere that you kick around on a pitch. But to some people, you know, this is very, very important. But look, the issue could well be me. I may be the problem. Am I the drama? I don't think I was the drama. Maybe I've had like a severe glow down in the past year. Maybe my content isn't as good. Like, that could 100% be the case. I'm not here blaming just Instagram algorithm alone or X, Y, and Z, whatever I'm about to speak about. It could well be me that is the problem, and I'm more than happy to take a lot of the blame here. However, it wasn't until I got really thinking about this and really started deepening it, I remembered Emma Chamberlain. Love you! Emma Chamberlain done an episode about this way back in May. I remember it being a three-parter. Glaswegian accent quite hard to understand at times. I remember it being three part thing, episode, series, whatever you want to call it, about how she thinks different things are changing. It was like social media, fashion, celebrities, etc. And honestly, I remember listening to it at the time because I listened to these religiously. I remember hearing it at the time thinking, I don't know if I agree with that, but like obviously Emma Chamberlain is like the god of social media, so this girl probably knows what she's talking about more than me, who's a tadpole in her pond, if that, more of a small air bubble. But now, oh my god, do I feel this. I should probably go back and listen to it. Do you know what? That's what I'll do tomorrow when I'm in the car. But I don't want to rhyme off everything she said. And to be honest, I can't even remember everything she fully said because this was like half a year ago. Yuck. Was it? September is the 9th month. May is the 5th month. Like 4 months ago. Right, okay, maybe that's not that long ago. But anyway, I don't remember what she said in it exactly, which is why I'm going to go listen to it and maybe I'll feel better about myself. But I do remember the kind of main points of how her saying she has felt a shift in social media. And I am now going to tell you what I have kind of felt in relation to what she said from my memory. Let's talk about Instagram and what I have noticed has changed in there. So number one, reels. What the actual frick? No, 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 no. Instagram, you are not TikTok. Look, I know some people probably love that you can post video content on Instagram. You can make reels. And I'm sure there's great ones out there. I personally never, ever, ever watch reels on Instagram. Like, it's a section of Instagram I just do not touch. Because to me, like, my brain just will not register that Instagram is now also a video app. Like, I only expect to see real type content, as in reels, not real, reels. I only expect to see videos like that on TikTok. I don't like the Instagram you can swipe like you do on TikTok. That is very confusing for someone with a brain the size of a peanut. Reels just do not come naturally to me. Like, whenever I'm out taking content, working, if you want to allow me to call it that, I never think, oh, let me make a wee reel here. I will think, oh, let me take an outfit of the day picture. Let me take like a wee daft picture. Let me do this. But I'll never think I am going to take a reel. It just does not cross my mind. I would only think, oh, I'll make a wee TikTok. Never would I think I'm going to make a reel. And apparently there's these rumours that your account on Instagram like will not like perform as well, or like is hidden or something along those lines if you don't make reels. And I mean, that better not be bloody true, because I'm just set up for failure then. The next thing, number two, which I feel has changed, is I really do feel like a lot of people have taken a step back from Instagram, like influencers included. This time last year, I remember people posting lots. Like, I mean, every single day, sometimes twice a day. I used to post twice a day. Now that is absolutely bonkers. But I remember people, one, posting really, really frequently, and two, putting a lot of effort into their pictures. Like, specifically here in Glasgow, I've always been like a bit of a strange influencer who doesn't actually follow tons of influencers, which I really should, and it's not like I intentionally try not to. It's just like I never seem to stumble across anyone who's not from Glasgow. Don't know. Instagram, fix your algorithm. But I remember like anyone in the kind of, is this embarrassing, influencer community? Yeah, that's embarrassing. Anyone on the influencer scene here in Glasgow, I feel like this time last year, we all posted every single day. Like I said, sometimes twice a day. Everyone put loads of effort into their pictures, like was always on the hunt for new locations. There was even, oh, here's some gossip for you, even some arguments about people copying people's locations. This is how serious people were taking it. Anyway, people were doing the most, like myself included. Like, I would go out at least twice a week. I'd fully pack up my car. I'd shoot like 3 or 4 outfits in one day, drive around different locations, would spend hours and hours out there. I'd put in my full effort, which was good, which is exactly what I should have been doing. But now, I feel like I don't see this as often. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just me, like, reflecting on the fact that I'm not doing as well as I could be doing, and I don't probably make as much effort as I used to. Maybe it's me being fully aware of that, and I'm, like, trying to scroll through Instagram and be like, do you know what? They're doing it too. They're doing it too. It's not just me, and I'm trying to make myself feel better. Like, I know. I do not need to be told that I am majorly slacking when it comes to creating Instagram content, which actually is ridiculous, and it is actually 100% embarrassing for me to admit, because this is literally my job. The way people get up and they go to offices all day, or they go work in construction sites all day, or they go to schools and they teach all day, whatever everybody is out there doing to make their living, this is what I'm supposed to be doing to be making mine. And I'm in such a lucky position where I actually love my job. It's my dream job. So I should be out there doing the most every single day. So then I really get myself in this funk, we'll call it. A wee funk. And not the good funky funk. Just a funk, right? I start to think, is Instagram dying off? Or is it me? Is it me you're looking for? Like, am I the problem? Should I just stop this? Should I find something I'm actually good at? Or will Instagram, as I know it, return, and I just need to keep pushing until it does? Because look, there's always going to be hurdles in life. Nothing in life comes easy. There's going to be peaks. There's going to be troughs. Life goes up and it goes down. I don't know. I really don't know. And today is one of those days I'm really, really, really questioning it. That being said, though, I actually never will just quit Instagram. I'll never just throw in the towel with it, because I do not give up. That is not in my nature. Unless it's ice skating lessons. Oh my God, remember that? That was actually iconic. I made this big deal about me going to finally live out my dreams. Whoa, that was big. There goes my tomato soup. I made this huge deal about how I was finally going to go live out my dreams, learn how to ice skate, be like Torval and Dean, pirouetting, boleroing about that ice rink. Done like 3 lessons, was so bad, Bambi on ice, never went back. I gave up. Whoa, did I throw in the towel. But anyway, that was just ice skating, right? In other aspects of life, I actually do not give up. I'm not a quitter. But these are thoughts that I have now and again, and I think with this noticeably quieter period of time, work related, it's really amplified my thoughts. Like today, I've really struggled to distract myself. You know what? It's not just Instagram that I've felt this kind of change in. I would also say the same for YouTube in some ways. I first started noticing a change in YouTube when a lot of my favourite YouTubers who I go on and watch and subscribe to started to post much less frequently. Like, I feel like there was a period of time, like a year ago, 2 years ago, where I would watch my favourite YouTubers like at least once a week, sometimes several times a week. And now some of my favourite YouTubers only post like once a month, if that. And as for myself on YouTube, YouTube has never been like my main source of income. It's definitely Instagram for me. That's where mama gets her money. But I occasionally do like paid ads on Instagram. Sometimes you can make a wee bit of money from ad revenue, blah, blah, blah. But YouTube for me was always the thing I really, really enjoyed doing. Like, I love vlogging. I love talking. I really enjoy editing videos. I feel like I can connect with people on YouTube more. So that's always been like a huge priority of mine, whether I made money from it or not. But I have noticed that I too have been much less consistent on there. Like, sometimes I just don't bother uploading that week. So there'll be like 2 weeks between my videos, 3 weeks between my videos, sometimes a month between my videos. Whereas going back a year, I wouldn't let myself go 7 days without posting a video. So I too have started to fall into this category of not being as consistent as I used to be. And I've really, really let the analytics side of things get to me. Like, I'm constantly looking at my views. There's this thing, like, if you have a YouTube channel, you can download YouTube Studio, and that tells you like all your analytics and stuff. And it has this horrible section. I honestly do not know why they have it. I don't know who this benefits. I at all. They have this wee bit and it's like, it shows you your last 10 videos and it ranks them on how good or bad they're doing. My YouTube for like months on end there was being like, this video is number 10 out of 10, basically on how bad it's doing. So when you see that, you're just like, what is the goddamn point? So ultimately, this again makes me question, like, should I be making videos? Do people even like them? Is it only a matter of time before people stop watching them altogether and this will not fund my life anymore? Obviously not just YouTube, but like social media in general. Like, is there going to come a point where it will not be feasible for me to live off of this? Right. These changes I've discussed so far are all pretty negative. Well, for me anyway, I'm sure most of yous haven't even noticed and are blissfully unaware. But I have also noticed some really nice positive changes that I do enjoy. So let's chat about them as well. First up, I love photo dumps. Like, photo dump, if you're unfamiliar with the term, it's when people post like a carousel post on Instagram and it's just like a bunch of random pictures, like from all different days, different holidays, day-to-day life, maybe going out, just an absolute random burst of photos from your camera roll. I love those. I feel like that is definitely the new thing to do on Instagram and is definitely my favourite thing to post at the moment. Like, if I have a photo dump or I have a couple of posy pictures in an outfit, I know which one I'm more excited to post. They just require, like, no effort, it's good vibes, it's random shit. Honestly, who does not love that? And I love seeing other people's. I feel like it gives, like, a wee snippet, a wee insight to their life instead of just seeing a wee selfie, no matter how gorgeous it might be. It reminds me of Instagram when I was young, like, when I first got Instagram. Like, I'd post a picture of, like, random shit, like my new Justin Bieber top or my Justin Bieber cardboard cutout in the corner of my room or my Justin Bieber tickets or when Justin Bieber had his autobiography. Well, I mean, I also posted non-Justin Bieber things, but like you would just take pictures of random shit, like your McDonald's at the weekend, the odd selfie, like a picture of you and your friends, a picture of your dog, a picture of your goldfish. Like, your Instagram was really, really random and it was just snippets of your life. So it makes me feel quite nostalgic, the wee photo dumps. I feel like that is what we are supposed to do on Instagram. Like, oh, 100% post your outfit pictures, post you looking absolute 10 out of 10, post you in that bikini body you've worked hard for. Absolutely, because I'll definitely still be doing that because this is how I make my money. But I definitely feel like the birth of photo dumps again has been a really, really nice positive change. I have also noticed a change in how I post, and I mean like my more serious pictures as in work, etc. I'm not afraid to admit that like a year ago from now, I'd say, I would go through my pictures with a fine tooth comb. I'd make sure there wasn't a single spot in sight. If that meant going on and face tuning my spots, smoothing my skin, I would do it. I'd make sure I didn't have like any like loose wee fat roll. I'd never edit my body, I will say that. I've actually never ever photoshopped my body because, do you know, my fear is someone seeing my Instagram and then seeing me in real life and being like, right, how have you just gained 5 pounds? So I can hand on heart say I've never ever edited my body, but I'd never post a photo if like my posture was bad, so I had a wee fat roll on the loose, or if I had a wee bit of a muffin top and some trousers, I was like, no, not happening. And even like my locations, so like when I go out and shoot pictures, I would simply not post a picture if I felt like it didn't match my bright aesthetic. So that would prevent me sometimes from posting like pictures of my friends, nice wee moments, because like, if it doesn't fit the feed, it's not going on the feed. Whereas now, although obviously I would rather post a picture, like the pictures I've just described, in an ideal world, that is how my Instagram would look, it's also not the end of the world if they aren't perfect. And do you know what? If anything, it makes it a wee bit more real. And that is what makes me feel better on the inside. And what's on the inside counts more than what's on the outside. Contradicting a wee bit what I said before, I suppose it's also kind of nice not to feel the pressure to post every single day, because at times that can be a wee bit unrealistic. But I also do hate the habit I've fallen into of being the opposite and being super inconsistent and, I suppose, borderline lazy, which is one thing I always pride myself on not being. I would never consider myself a lazy person, but if I'm being totally honest and brutally honest with myself, I have gotten a wee bit lazy on the Instagram front of things and the YouTube front. Oh my God,
I'm a disgrace.
So, with all the points mentioned, the negative changes, the positive changes, just the factual changes, here are some hopes I have for the near and not so near future. I really hope Instagram doesn't turn into a video app. Please, Lord, we already have TikTok. We do not need two video apps. Like, keep Instagram as it is. Remember when it tried to change that weird layout? What was that all about? That was really, really painful on the eyes. Side note though, loving TikTok. Been really consistent on there, which makes a change. So be sure to go and follow at Megana Welsh on TikTok. I post all kinds of stuff. Do you know what's annoying? Sometimes on the odd occasion, one of my videos will do well, but it's like a really not serious video. I mean, none of my videos are generally that serious, but it's one where I'm really, really taking the piss and they do well. And then people keep thinking I'm embarrassing and people give me lots of hate. And I'm like, why can't one of my more normal videos do well? Hey, then yous would love me. I also hope Instagram continues to feel relaxed in the sense of people posting real pictures, like their real lives, along with their gorgeous photo creative ones. After all, this is this generation's photo album. And finally, I hope YouTube starts to feel the way it used to feel. Like, I remember it being much busier than this. There's actually no better feeling than checking up with your favourite YouTuber every week, seeing what they're doing. I don't know about you, but when I watch my favourite YouTubers, I feel really in touch with their lives. And that's a really, really nice feeling. And I want that to continue. I feel quite distant from some of my favourite YouTubers. Meh. So, to round up, guys, I'm sure these are things that most people probably haven't even noticed. And you know what? I'm actually happy if they haven't, right? But for me, today especially, it's all that's been on my mind. I am in such a privileged position, and boy, do I know it. Privileged position. And boy, do I know it. I really, really am. I'm in such a lucky place where I get to say that my job is literally my dream job. And it has been now for over a full year. So far, I have had a really, really good run at this and I've loved every single second. And do you know what? Maybe this like quiet period that I'm having right now is just like a wee pinch of reality. Because you know what? This won't be my last quiet period. Unless this is it for me. I'm really, really hoping it's not. Sorry, the negative mindset is slipping back in. But the thought of this ever changing and me not being able to live this wee dream life that I've kind of created for myself and have been living for the past year, it completely shatters my heart. Maybe all I need is a good kick up the arse, which, trust me, I have given myself today. But I also thought it was worth discussing these wee things that I've been noticing. Maybe you've been feeling it too. I don't know. Maybe I've just opened your eyes and changed what you think of Instagram and YouTube in a bad way. And I really, really hope not, or I'm going to feel overwhelmed with guilt. But anyway, that's all I've got for today's episode. I hope you have enjoyed. I hope you don't think I'm an absolute weapon for talking about Instagram and YouTube so much. It's just my life. Yeah. Kind of nuts that social media is my life. And like when my life started, that wasn't even a thing. What the hell? But anyway, thank you so much for joining in. As always, my roller coaster riders, I love you so, 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 so much. And do you not notice how I didn't have anything negative to say about having a podcast? I love my podcast. Remember to follow at Rollercoasting Podcast on Instagram so you can stay updated, get involved with upcoming episodes. And also remember to rate Rollercoasting wherever it is you listen to it. If it's on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever it may be, go give me a wee rating. 5 stars is preferred, but do whatever you want. Okay, have a glorious week and I will see you next week. I love you. Bye-bye. Life goes up and it goes down.
I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.